Proclamation number 8026, dated the October 25th, 1961. Spiritual low level is the reason for the disintegration. A considerable spiritual decline is noticeable, for people pay little attention to events which happen on the spiritual level. They just observe worldly events and the effects of these on their physical life. They merely entertain earthly thoughts and have no contact whatsoever with the spiritual world. Rarely, if ever, are their thoughts directed towards the kingdom that is not of this world. They only believe what they can see and doubt all spiritual happenings. They don't believe in me, or they would try to make contact with me, their God and Creator of eternity. They consider everything spiritual as unreal and thus don't investigate it, and if they get drawn into conversations about me by their fellow human beings, they don't want to know and even frankly admit their disbelief. They have no spiritual links because they are held captive by earthly matter and thus by my adversary, to whom they belong and from whom they do not intend to dissociate either. Hence the considerably low spiritual level, which is the reason for the end of the old earth, the end of a period of salvation, which requires the disintegration of the earthly creation. For the earth shall be a place of education for the soul which lives on earth embodied as a human being. But the spirit within the human being is no longer taken notice of. The human being considers his earthly life an end in itself and no longer does justice to his actual task. He does not comply with his task on earth. He ignores the spiritual development of his soul. He lives in complete ignorance of his earthly task and will never gain any knowledge of it either, since he refuses to be informed of it. He rejects every explanation or instruction given to him by faithful people and cannot be forced into realization because this contradicts my love and wisdom. And therefore I will use other methods before the end in order to motivate the few, who are not entirely enslaved by my adversary, to make them think. These methods will, in fact, be very painful because people have to be severely affected by fate in order to come to their senses and take the path to me. For they will get into serious difficulties in which they can no longer expect earthly help. And then it will be possible that they will remember the power which had created them. Then it will be possible that they will call to this power from the bottom of their heart. And then I will truly hear their call and also answer their prayer, and I will reveal myself to them through obvious help, through saving them from their adversity. Yet I will take no notice of words merely voiced by the lips. However, a heartfelt prayer, a prayer in spirit and in truth, will be granted by me, because I still want to gain every soul before the end so that it will not go astray again for an infinitely long time. People's spiritual decline is the cause for considerable and harsh strokes of fate which still have to befall humanity in order to change their thoughts, as far as this is at all possible. The fleeting nature of earthly possession will still bring many a person to his senses and prompt him to seriously consider the state of his soul. Yet their will shall always remain free, and they have to take the path to me entirely uninfluenced. But their deliverance is guaranteed if they take this path, for it only concerns their soul's salvation and not their physical well-being. It only concerns the acknowledgement of me, that they believe in me, which they should demonstrate by their appeal to me in spirit and in truth. And they will be saved from ruin, they will be seized by my loving fatherly hand and wrested from my adversary's clutches, who has no authority over people's free will and shall lose his claim on this soul. And every human being will truly be blessed who still professes me before the end, who takes refuge with me in his adversity and then allows himself to be seized by my love. for I will not let him fall, and he will thank me eternally that I have fought for his soul until the end, that my love left no stone unturned in order to win it forever. Amen.